Warning, Afraid to Ask is an uncensored podcast that may include adult language and topics. Actually, not may, it will contain such things. If you get offended easily, please check out my Dry Bar comedy special or watch me on Gutfold. I love you, but this podcast is not for you. Mom, please turn it off. I love you. Turn it off. Okay, you can't say we didn't warn you. Please enjoy the episode. Check 1, 2.
Well, hello there, boyfriend. How are you this fine day?
I'm really good.
Is it working?
Yes.
Excellent. Let's not touch shit.
I'm afraid to ask, but I have a great question.
I don't even know what I was going to say. I'm so disturbed right now.
I got a question coming in. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Speaking of a woman massaging my butt without permission last night.
Okay. Again, I just want to say this really fast before we move on.
Take your time.
I'm not okay that your personal space was interrupted and not respected. I will never advocate for that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important. I'm not like so free-spirited that I'm like, oh, grope him. You matter. And if you're feeling violated, then I believe it. I hear it. I see it. And I respect it. And I'm angry.
I hated it. I don't know that I felt violated.
Then fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
Why'd I have to say nice words? Fuck you, cunt.
Next. I did it back to her. I was like, you like that? What about this? You want a little bit of this?
Isn't that a crazy double standard, though?
If you grabbed her ass,
her husband or whoever was with her would have been like, fuck you, Jamie. Boom.
Completely. 100%. It's almost like I'm not a real person.
That bothers me. They think that you're just like for show.
So I got a question coming in. This is interesting. Dr. Erica and Jamie, sometimes I feel like they put in Jamie just to be nice. I get massages all the time because they're good for my sciatica and my circulation. But my boyfriend thinks I'm wasting money. Could you please tell him there's an actual health benefit to massage, or is he right? Do you massages?
Yeah, monthly.
Because they feel good, or do they help sciatica?
Oh, for sure. I mean, there's targeted massages and then there's like relaxation ones. So that's like such a multifaceted question. It's a great question. So for just relaxation purposes, massages are amazing. They help release all of your positive hormones and it helps people relax. It helps with their mental state. So like massages, just to do them.
Great. You're right. You could argue. I feel like she's looking for a definitive medical. You're right. If it relaxes you, that's your argument right there, is that that is good for your health.
Well, I think people think that mental health is invisible because you can't see the ailment.
Yeah.
But we've actually proven that, like, if you're really depressed or anxious, people with PTSD, other medical comorbidities with mental health relations, they can have physical manifestations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me break that down easier. So,
yes.
If you're sad, your back can hurt.
Sure.
If you are depressed, you can't orgasm.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times you're depressed because no one will let you orgasm with them.
I should have known that was coming.
Well, you know, I believe you about the back. I had back injury that was cured completely. Story for another time, by what I think was a mental thing, Dr. Cerno, healing back pain.
Yeah, so I think that like a lot of it is mental more than physical, but mental ties into physical. Like we'll see muscle tension headaches, muscle spasms in your upper neck and your traps. Like everybody sits like this when they're like upset right at work, or they're hunched over a computer and I see a lot of spasms and I have to do trigger point injections. So that's basically I stick needles in people with like numbing medication and steroids to decrease the inflammation and the pain. And that's oftentimes tied to a mental state.
Like so they might not even need it if you could somehow go, hey, a lot of this is stress.
Psychological, but it's so... I find that people think it's degrading and embarrassing to admit that. So instead of saying, I need to see a therapist or have medication to help with my mood, they see a chiropractor. They see a massage therapist.
Right.
They see physical therapy. And they fix the inherent, like, or the immediate problem, I should say. But they don't fix the underlying etiology of why you have that in the first place.
Right. Treating the symptom, not treating the root cause.
So massages as a benefit? Absolutely. Now, that's just talking about the psychosomatic part of it. If you're going to talk about like physiological properties, of course massages are beneficial. You have a muscle spasm, you have tension, you have a physiological ailment, especially if you're asymmetrical. Like, you know how shitty it is if you have a problem, like, for example, your left hip is out.
Yeah.
What do you think your body does? What does your right hip do?
It compensates.
Is it like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Look at you. So then your right hip takes over all the other shit, and it gets stress and strain and pressure. And now you have bilateral symptoms, yet you can't even stand because it hurts so bad.
So her boyfriend can fuck off. There's her husband, boyfriend, I forgot, because it is not wasting money. This is absolutely
to be a waste of money at all.
And hands down something good. It says follow up here. It says part
I think
B.
It's a waste of money.
Wow. Blinds are going up. That's okay.
I think it's a waste of money.
Waste of money.
If you do it hoping it will fix all of your physical problems when there's absolutely no way that it can.
Gotcha. So waste of money only if you think it might fix all of your problems. There's no way it can.
Well, think about it this way. Some people...
Hey, by the way, these blinds are going up. I was getting out of the shower once and that happened, and I did not know. I didn't know how any of it operated. And I was standing here naked. And sometimes your mom's out in the back.
I ran out there. Remember when I ran and I smushed my boobs against the window and I was like, hello.
I do remember that.
And then I shut the blinds. I'm sorry. They have a mind of their own, just like your penis. So I think the only problem with a massage is if people think that it can accomplish more than it can.
Gotcha. Okay.
Say you have a true spinal, like improper fusion or stenosis that's impinging on a nerve root.
It's not a cure all.
Substantially. Yeah. So if you have a really bad problem that you need neurosurgical involvement and intervention for, massage isn't going
to
fix it.
Like even sciatica, it might make it feel a little bit better, but we might need to get in to see a spine
I think doctor. Physical therapy and exercises can help. But also, massage doesn't hurt that.
Right.
It's used as an additive.
Mm-hmm.
Massage only hurts when you use it as, I won't do anything else, when really your body needs like something pretty aggressive.
Follow up, it says, would you get mad if I got a happy ending? This is from Jamie
Fuck
Fairbanks.
Yeah, I would get mad at that.
I'm just reading the question.
Why is that even a fucking question?
I don't know where that question.
No, I'm totally cool with you fucking the maid.
I would not be interested in a happy ending.
I changed it up to anything in our life. Why would it ever be okay with you having sex with someone else? By the way, first of all.
What if I was getting a discount?
No. How would it be a discount?
With the
what
maid.
What fucking massage therapist?
I meant the maid.
Like,
I was going with the maid. I was wondering if there's any.
Why would they take money off?
In all.
To touch your penis? No offense. I would charge a shit ton.
It'd be more. He's like, why was it $5,000 to clean the house, Jamie?
Yeah. So look at that shit.
It was a. Is $1,000 to clean the house, $4,000 to not tell anybody, keep it to herself.
Hold on.
Would you get mad if someone got a happy ending? 100%, right? Do women get happy endings? Do they ever go, hey,
okay, now I'm fucking mad.
What?
I get massages every month.
Mm-hmm. Is there even there's no happy ending for women?
I've never been offered one.
But you go to professional places.
What's wrong with me?
I've never been offered one either.
So where are you going?
Maybe better
you
places.
You said,
Oh, no. Do you mean...
You're a liar.
I don't think I've ever been offered a happy ending.
Bullshit.
When?
When you were in Asia. You said...
Oh.
It was sketchy and that stuff could have happened. And you shot it down. No.
Yeah, I remember that vaguely.
Well, okay, I thought you were... So two things. One, I've never been offered a happy ending, and I go to massages
all the time.
Maybe it's like the facility, like they just would never offer that. I don't go like around an alleyway, and I'm like, oh, $10,
right.
But for $50, you can eat me out. However, what, you think they should charge more?
No, I think that's
I'm
a
delicious.
Fair price.
$20.
That's a fair price. Okay.
All right, well, your turn. You've been offered one. No, you told me that you were like in the vicinity of like the rub and tug.
Yeah. You know what I thought you were talking about this one time?
But what makes me mad is as a woman, it's never happened to me. I don't want one. But what a double stereotype there.
Double standard, yeah.
We're like, I'm professional. I just need my back to not hurt. But you go in and you're like, I don't even have a back. I just have a dick and balls.
Right.
How do you find them?
I think a lot of times they don't even... I don't know much about this. They call them rub and tugs in upstate New York.
God, no.
I don't think they even massage you.
Wait,
at some
are
of
you
these.
Being serious, though?
Yeah, I don't know. I think these ones, some of them are just like it's a front for massage.
Okay, well, you're from New York and you partially live in New York with Gutfeld, right?
Mm-hmm.
So where do you go for massages when you're in New York?
The only time...
Oh, you're actually going to say it?
I've ever gotten a massage in New York, I was...
when she had her hand on your balls?
No, this is a man. And you might know this story, but I'm going to tell you again. You can pretend you've never heard it.
The hose?
Yeah. Well, you can't. What are you going to tell me? Your mom's here at the beginning of the show? Spoiler alert. So.
No, I just really like that you're going to say this one out loud.
So I go to my cold plunge place. They have cold plunge and saunas. It's my favorite place in New York City. I like it so much, I'm not going to even say the name of it. Because I don't want a bunch of people to go there. If you want to DM me, I'm happy to tell you about this amazing place in New York City where you could do cold plunges and get your saunas. Dick rubbed. Okay, you're cutting right to the. What happened is, they go, "Would you?" They always come in. They go, "You want any services today?" And the services are like they beat you with that leaf, right? That's like a leaf thing.
No, don't say right. Like this is common. I've never been beaten by vegetation.
Yeah, there's a thing at the cold plunge place, the bathhouse, where they beat with these leaves, and it's really fun. And you do that's in public. You do it in front of people. And then there's another one that's like a, it's these giant leaves, and they pour hot water on you. Oh yeah, yeah. It's I don't know what it does, but
are they like,
it's
fuck you, Jamie.
Yeah, it's very aggressive, but it's like, you know, and then they massage you, and you're in this hot sauna. It's fun, and they always say, "Do you want any services?" And I always say no. I say no. And then one day, I had a great appearance on Gutfeld. I had nothing to do that day. And I go, I'm going to treat myself. And I look at the little, there's like a little menu. And I go, I'm going to get a massage. Now, you're obviously a woman and you've gotten massages. I'm a man who rarely gets massages. And I go into a very, very private room. And the first thing that struck me as a little bit suspicious was the guy goes, okay, take all your clothes off. But I'm like, you know what? I think sometimes you take all your clothes off and they put, you know how they put the sheet? Do you know how they put the sheet over you?
No.
Like you take your clothes off.
You take your clothes off in a like locker room and put a robe on. You don't just like fucking strip down with the person there.
Yeah, I did it with them there. But you know how they put the cloth over your private parts? Like a cloth, like a sheet?
No.
Yeah, they
didn't. Jamie.
What do you mean? But you're naked on a table. They put,
I'm not
there's a blanket
naked
over.
On a table.
You're not naked during a massage?
So they leave, and then I take everything off, and then I get under, like on the table, and I put a sheet over myself.
Yes. So what I'm saying,
but there's
is,
no one present during.
I understand, but after
certainly
you take
not
off your
with
clothes,
a fucking banana leaf.
After you take off your clothes, you're in there, and I'm just saying it's covered. You're covered now
with a fucking loincloth. Apparently, yeah. I at least have a whole sheath. Why do you just have like a sheath?
No, I don't have any. This is a separate service. The leaf is a separate service than the massage. And so
I'm still lost, but okay.
I'm just saying I'm naked on the table, and sometimes you absolutely will be naked during a massage. You are, but you have a sheet covering your most delicate of areas.
My whole body.
No sheet. I'm laying on a table.
Where was the sheet?
There's no
sheet?
There is no sheet. I was asking you.
Looking around for it? Or were
of
you
course,
like, all right.
Of course, I was. I was laying on a dirt. No, I'm very uncomfortable at this point. I'm like, this. I want just a massage. And there's a guy.
Yet you didn't end it.
And no, I felt like maybe this is what happens at the Turkish bathhouse, and I'm trying to have an open mind. And so I'm laying on this table, no sheet.
No.
And I got it's my ass though. It's just my ass. And so the guy
face down.
Mm-hmm, face down.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Yeah, and it hurts. It hurts because I'm very hard. No, I'm going to be serious for a minute. I'm so uncomfortable, and I'm laying with my face down on the table, and I go, what is happening? But they're beating people with leaves. That's unusual. Maybe this is something they do at the Turkish bathhouse, and
is
I'm not familiar with.
Is it a private room with just you?
It's just me in a tiny room, but it's like a bathroom, like a stall. You can feel under, over. It's real shitty.
All around the balls.
Yeah. And so, funny you should say that.
Chortle.
Funny you should say that. This is a true story. Oh. He starts massaging me, and he's getting dangerously, dangerously close to my package. And I'm like, wow, this is uncomfortable, but I'm face down. So then he goes, this feels so dumb now telling you this because I should have left. But
yeah.
But I kept thinking maybe this is the way things are done
no.
at this place. So guess what he says to me? He goes, turn over on your back. And I'm hesitant, and he goes, relax.
Gross.
Relax.
Okay, I just the way you say that. Ugh.
He was massaging me, and at one point, he picked up my penis and moved it over to the side to massage. He was like, "Oh,
massage
and he did
what?
That. Like just the inside of my groin."
He massaged
I don't know if I can leave
the area between
podcast.
Your leg and your balls.
Yeah,
Did like, he move your balls?
No. He moved. It was like this, and he goes, oop, and he goes like this. It was like he was trying to be, like, sly about it.
But why didn't he have, like, a towel or something and just throw it over all the junk and move it out
well,
of the way?
Well, he should have. I think that's what the thing was. And do you want to know?
I've told you already this whole thing is sketchy, but please continue and
so I'm gonna tell you,
hose.
I'm going to tell you the kind of person I am. Okay, so to back up, he takes a hose and kind of washes like my butt and stuff, which I don't remember.
You're still flipped face down at this point.
No, I'm back. I'm face up now.
How did he wash your ass then? He went under?
Yeah.
Ew! You didn't tell me that. I know you Roto-Rooted the shit out of yourself.
He really did. He hosed.
Jesus, I hope you tipped him well.
Funny you should ask that. This is what
just
I want to ask you. This is what I want to ask you.
I mean, you can't give him like $100 because he'll be like, oh.
Well, here's the thing. He
if
hoses
you give him
me.
$2, he'll be like, what did I do wrong?
He hoses me off. I'm so, now I'm very uncomfortable.
This whole thing makes me uncomfortable.
I'm so uncomfortable. And I go, I just got to get out of here. And so I go to leave and I'm leaving and I go, I'm never. Ever doing that again. I might never come back here again.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
And I'm leaving and they go, oh, you got to pay. Do you know I'm such a nice guy? I leave him a 20% tip for what I think is close
to
rape.
Is that the appropriate part though? Like, think about it. I genuinely believe this. If you left a huge tip, he'd be like, oh, he wanted more next time.
Yeah.
If you left nothing, he'd be offended. Like, oh God.
But why do I care if this man's offended? He just did what I think feels very inappropriate, even for another culture.
Yeah, I think the whole thing was inappropriate. Okay.
I still tipped him 20%.
So it was a horrible experience. Mm-hmm. You got fondled. You shouldn't have been.
It was not good for my mental health.
He didn't even ask for like consent. He just did it. That's the part that bothers me.
Oh, okay. He never said like, oh, is this okay? No, he just said relax.
It was more so just presumed.
Relax.
Okay, so all of that sucks, mm-hmm. but this is my question for you. Mm-hmm. Did you cancel your membership?
No, I go there all the time. Well, the membership is for the bat. Like,
yeah,
this is just
sure
an extra.
It is, Jamie. Sure, I bet.
I'm.
Yep. You took me there once.
I'm the only straight guy in there. I'm one of a few straight guys, so maybe it's my fault. Maybe this is like a.
I think you need to find a new Turkish bathhouse. Yeah. Hey, the place we went to was really cool, and they were respectful.
The other one?
Yeah, you and me.
We went to two of them. Just to clarify, we went to the place that we walked outside.
The one where we had services, where we actually did shit.
Yes, yes.
And we were naked, and nobody, and we were together naked. No one did anything inappropriate. And then we were in like all those like pools and like salt floats, and nothing happened. So I think that you were just in the wrong place.
Yeah.
And I think that membership
that guy,
needs to be canceled.
You know who was in the wrong place? That fucking hose.
His hand.
His hand, the hose.
His mouth. Where was his mouth?
Okay. I was face up. I could see what was
face
going
up.
On.
I said, where was his mouth?
No, I mean,
and
I could see.
You said I was face up.
I mean, I could see him if
well,
I was face
sure
down.
I'm sure you were face up.
All right.
Wow.
Isn't it weird,
I'm
though?
So glad
let me
you
ask
were
you this.
Virgin before we met. Thank goodness.
Here's what I think is one of the most intriguing parts of that story is why do we feel like we need to. I get people go like, I don't want to tip everybody for just making my coffee and it's bullshit. I don't have a problem with that. I feel like these are hard jobs and I'm going to tip these folks and I don't care if they make me a black coffee. They're getting a tip. I don't mind. I think about if it was my son, I hope he'd get an extra dollar.
That's
these
nice.
Jobs aren't easy.
It's actually really nice.
But I have a problem with the whole I tip people that fucking suck because yes. I'm too nice. This guy almost, he probably did something that I could have complained about or maybe, this is borderline.
Probably.
And I tip him because I'm so nice.
No, but that's your fault because you still go there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're basically showing that you were still okay with overall your experience because you still attend that place and still pay a membership.
Yeah, but what about the tip part? You ever get bad service and you still tip somebody? Have you ever left a zero? I just got an Uber to a hotel and I was carrying a giant box and the guy wouldn't drop me off right in front of the hotel. He was like, I can't go in there. It's going to take me like a couple minutes to get out. And I go, dude, I have a giant box. And he wouldn't.
Why wouldn't he?
He just said he wouldn't. He said he didn't want to get stuck in there.
Then fuck him.
You know, when you drive into a hotel, you're in like the valet thing.
I think people work really hard for their money. And in general, what you said, like even if they make a black coffee, they deserve a tip because it's built into their salary.
But if
someone's a jerk, that's a difference.
The guy that left me to walk with my box?
Yeah.
I tipped him 20%.
Well, you're nice.
It's not nice, though. To you feel like guilt.
One time I can remember writing on a bill, next time, try not to be such a bitch.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And for you to write that, I'm thinking this person was a huge bitch.
I feel really guilty that I did that. It was awful. I mean, this woman yelled at us, like screamed at us, refused to serve us, served other people. We'd been there for 3 hours. 3 hours.
Wow.
And she actually came up and said, like, they weren't even that busy. And she was just like, what? I took a smoke break. Like, horrible. Like, horrible. And she was mean. Like, she threw our plate down and said, here you go. And we didn't even complain.
Where were you?
I was in Las Vegas.
Jeez.
Right before I saw Thunder from Down Under.
Thunder from Down Under? The fuck?
Sorry.
Those Australian guys?
Yes. It was a dinner with my friend Bonnie right before.
You guys. I told you I used to share a dressing room with the Thunder from Down
you
Under.
You did, and I think it's so great because I feel like you are so perfect, and they were probably like, why the fuck isn't this guy in our show?
This never came up.
But it makes me happy that like not a million women rubbed you raw.
I remember I was at the Catch a Rising Star 20 years ago, and it was my first time headlining Vegas, and I went downstairs, and there was the biggest line to get into the showroom, and I go, this is Vegas. I have made it. This is amazing. And they go, the green room's in there, and I go in, and there are men, ripped men, oiling each other up, and I go, the fuck is this? And come to find out, there's no one at my show. Every single woman in line is there to see the Thunder from Down Under. Okay. So no penises at the Thunder from Down Under? It's just covered up? They're clothed. Did they flop it out?
No.
It's fine. I just never been.
I got pulled on stage.
Oh, good. It's weird that I'm the one that got asked to do it, and you're the one that did it.
I was really nervous. I didn't think they'd pull me on stage. It was a bachelorette party for a girl I didn't even know, and I just went because she was a friend of a friend of a friend, and they chose me out of the audience, and I got very nervous, and I just laid there. Definitely did things.
You can not answer this if you don't want to.
I don't like this.
You cannot answer this if you don't want to.
We be done.
Okay, well, I was just going to say.
What?
Say we get married. I'm just throwing out a super, super
just
hypothetical.
In case.
Say a person gets married to somebody, and you find out at the bachelorette party, someone hired a couple strippers.
I would be upset about that.
Would you? What if I had nothing to do with it and they tried to surprise?
Because your friends are assholes then. I don't understand the, truthfully, I do not understand the bachelorette party, especially when it's the night before the last hurrah. I have to see other vaginas and boobs and dicks and balls. No, if you're happy, you don't need like a last hurrah. It's for all your single friends who are pieces of shit who want to justify to their girlfriends and boyfriends that they wanted to go fuck around. If you're getting married, you don't need that.
Do you know that an article?
If you do, then you shouldn't get married.
So you're not alone in this thinking. There's an article just came out about a year ago. We covered it on Gutfeld that said there is this wave of people, this new generation of people that completely agree with you that think the bachelorette party and the bachelor party are causing some people to get divorced.
Oh, it's extremely archaic.
Because of what happens. And so they're saying they're not going to do it anymore.
What about a dowry? There's so many things that are associated with marriage. The white wedding dress because the woman is pure, but the guy can wear fucking black because he's slut. Paying the man.
So the white is because it's...
You're supposed to be pure and virgins. You are white.
When I got married to my ex-wife, I thought she had fallen on the way in. That's how it wasn't white. It was covered with
mud.
That's how. Interesting. So,
I think that bachelor and bachelorette parties, and I've done a joint one with one of my friends. I actually organized the whole thing.
I think that's a good relationship. Joint bachelor, bachelorette.
They got in a huge fight though because he got a lap dance and went upstairs.
Oh, at a strip club? No. I thought you meant. Bachelor, bachelorette party, we have a party.
No, they went to a strip club in Vegas.
I changed my mind.
I think if you have to
I would
do
never,
that, you're not ready to get
I would
married.
Never do that. I don't have that kind of money.
But that's the thing. Like, if you want to do it, whatever, to each their own. But if you want to do that, you're not ready to get married. Like, why do you have to have one last vagina? Like,
right.
I feel like it's extremely disrespectful.
Right. Yeah.
How would you feel if, like, the night before I was like, I just need one more dick on my face?
Yikes. I didn't know it was going to escalate to that.
Well.
One more makes me really... I would not like it.
No.
No. I would not like it.
I think that... I mean, I hate strip clubs in general, so they can go fuck themselves. Mm-hmm. But I think that the whole premise of a bachelor, bachelorette party needs to end, to be quite honest. You should be celebrating your nuptials and happy with the other person. You don't have to, like, go out on a whim to, like, fuck somebody.
I feel like if you had a video...
And you're invoking a lot of temptation when it doesn't need to be there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that if you had a video, just hypothetically, of the way a guy, his bachelor party went, I'll bet there is a correlation between how the bachelor party was versus how the relationship is.
Well, and think about this too. If you go to a bachelor party and you're like having fun and you go crazy and you drink a lot, which, I mean, let's be honest, that's usually what happens.
It's the only reason to go.
But then you wake up. And you're fucking hungover for your wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard stories, I'm sure you have too, of like how the wedding was fucking destroyed because the groom was a piece of shit barfing at the aisle or like falling over. Like,
I've definitely heard that story.
And then the other spouse, and I'm not always saying it's the guy. The woman is just as guilty if she goes on a bachelorette party and gets shit canned.
It's a recipe
and
then for disaster.
Stumbles up and is like, oh, I saw 500 dicks last night. Yeah. Ooh, I love you.
It's a recipe for disaster. Unneeded temptation. Bad idea. We're not in favor. No. I had a, when I got married, I had a.
Did you have one?
We hired a stripper in Alaska.
Wait. Hold on. Is this true?
And,
look at me.
We hired a.
Look at me.
Wait. See, we hired a stripper in Alaska and,
look at me. I think you're scared to look at me.
She was.
True.
She was hourly.
And oh,
we, by the time she got her snow pants off, we were out of money.
All right. Tell me the truth.
No.
I'm sorry, I ruined your joke. But I honestly thought you were like trying to.
I'm being insanely silly.
All right, did you have a bachelor party?
Didn't have a bachelor. I did have a bachelor party.
Did you now?
I did have a bachelor party.
Tell me the details.
It was not great. A friend of mine organized it, and when I got there, it was there were like 10 guys there, and I only knew two of them.
That's dumb.
And then. They were trying to hire a girl. They were trying to hire like a stripper, and then the negotiations broke down, and there was never, no one ever came.
So was it like someone's house?
It was in Vegas.
Just had drinks.
It was in Las Vegas.
What'd you do then?
Just gambled.
Well, that's a fun bachelor party. That's what it should.
Did you hear the part where they tried to get the girl and the negotiations broke
but
down?
But it fell through, and I think that's cool. You know what I think is fun? Hmm. Why can't a last hurrah be I'm single with my friends having fun without the responsibility to check in with my significant other? Like, I don't think that's disrespectful because you know.
You mean like a night off of being with this person?
Yeah.
You mean just like a guy's night?
Like a last day of freedom. Ha ha.
Yeah.
I feel like in a way that's not disrespectful because it's exactly reciprocal for the other gender. Like I'd love one night off from you, but not because I don't like you and I need the space. But it's a concept of like once you're married, you check in every night. And this is the silly, silly like, oh, let's go have fun. Let's stay out late. Let's do a girls' night.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, girls' nights are like spas and fucking laughing at strippers. We're not like.
Should you not be able to do that, though, once married? Shouldn't you? Or you mean
that's
like symbolically that you're kind of having this last
night. I think symbolically because we have to eradicate the notion of the bachelorette party of strippers and it's the last time you can have sex. I mean, I think a lot of people actually embrace the like, this is the last day that I can't have sex with anyone else. So let's fucking go all out. Like, how would you feel if I fucked someone the night before we got married? And I think that has really changed.
I would hate it even if it was any day before after we had been dating.
Yeah, well, I think it's changed. I don't think a lot of people do that now, but some people still do because they don't have the ring on their finger. They don't have the piece of paper. I think we need to, as a society, migrate into emotional maturity, which good luck with that shit, but whatever. People need to, like, if you're going to get married, be nice to your spouse. You don't have to fuck other people. You don't have to think about fucking other people. You don't have to look at a dick. I hate the like cheesiness of like penis popsicles and penis straws.
Oh, so do I.
Penis is on a fucking veil.
I love
Jesus
you say
Christ.
That.
First of all, I never want a dick near my face ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Look, ever. I never want a dick near my face.
Okay.
Let alone on a veil.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it this commodity where I have to have dick ice cubes?
You know what's weird?
But for a man, it's like, no, give me an actual pussy.
Yeah, it is weird too, though, that you're right. It is weird too, though, that the girls love to do little penis things. You don't see guys pouring like gravy out of a big vagina thing.
Why is it gravy?
It's the only thing I could think of that was shaped like a vagina. The gravy thing at Thanksgiving.
Gravy.
This whole time I've been trying to think of what could be shaped like a vagina. Gravy.
Ew.
Great. What is it called?
Do you know how many foods and flowers and things in nature look like a vagina? And a vulva, by the way. Get vulva. It right?
Mm-hmm.
Vagina is the entrance and the muscles that surround everything and are internal.
Oh.
External is vulva. Oh. So one, name it correctly. Okay. Get it right. Two, a gravy fucking boat?
That's all I could think of.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like white gravy with a pepper with biscuits? Or is it like thick brown shit? What's coming out of my vagina right now?
That's all I could think of.
What one?
That's all I could think of was the... But you're right. Women, you made a great point. You said yeah. Women want to have the penis popsicles.
Fuck
and
you.
All the things. And wow. Okay.
Gravy boat?
It's all I could think of. I was trying to think like
you
curtains.
You are fucked for every Thanksgiving going forward,
there are curtains.
By the way.
Want to hear one more question from somebody?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I guess so, but I'm still thinking of like fucking a can of thick beef chunky gravy, and you associate that to my wonderfulness.
That was not my intention.
Well, you fucking said
it. The only thing I can think of shaped like a Volvo. Volvo? Volvo's a car.
Did you just call me a car?
I'm not trying to do this on purpose. Flustered.
Hey, everyone listening, Jamie is now a new virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Indefinitely. I'm not even joking. Fucking masturbate with a can of gravy. I'm going to go buy you one. Okay. Heinz.
All right.
Turkey or beef?
I heard this question.
Fuck off.
And it actually made me upset. Ready?
No, I'm still recovering.
Are you?
Yeah. That's super offensive.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's all I could think of.
I don't say that to you.
But you're right. We don't have penis... The men have the penis popsicles, the women have all the penis accoutrements, and the guys actually go out and sometimes sleep with an actual woman. I think that you made a great point with that one.
Nope, you're still in the doghouse. All I'm hearing is gravy, gravy, gravy.
I'm almost 70, and I'm happy to say my thing still works. Will I wake up one day and it won't?
Well, I hope if it's Jamie, yes, one day it stops when he talks about gravy boats.
Also, is there an upper limit on Viagra? This is a great question.
I don't want to go there. I'm mad at you.
For gravy boats?
Yeah.
That's all I could think of.
I'm offended.
That's all I can think of. We can delete it. We'll edit it out of our lives. I wish we could go back and edit it out of our of real life.
Yeah, you're fucked. You can't. It's ingrained. Yes, men can't have sex after a certain age, and every man is different, but eventually they become impotent, which is why sildenafil, for example, Viagra, mm-hmm. Cialis, are great options for men to achieve and sustain an erection and orgasm. The problem is women, their spouses, have vaginal dryness post-menopause, and a lot of men selfishly just want to fuck, and they don't realize that their partner is dry and also has vaginal atrophy. As you age and you lose female-dominated hormones such as estrogen,
I love female
your external vulvar region actually thins. It becomes like paper thin, like crepe paper.
Yeah.
And it can shear, bleed, become extremely painful. Your introitus, the opening of your vagina, can become smaller, tighter, and very difficult to expand. So now you have a man who goes to his doctor and says, I want Viagra.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor is like, I can fix you. And then you have a woman who is in fucking pain. And the guy wants to fucking go inside. And it rips her open and she bleeds and it
Why don't we use, that sounds like a weird circumstance between two people that don't communicate very well.
It's extremely common.
Oh. Why don't we go, hey.
It's unfortunate. Women are embarrassed to admit that they lose the ability to have pleasureful sex much earlier than men.
They do? I thought it was women later.
Men, it's peak. Marketed as, oh, you want a better erection? Ask your doctor about this. Or they can't even say low testosterone or impotence or erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
They say low T.
Mm-hmm. It's cute.
It's cute because you're all dumbasses who can't admit that you, sorry, I'm angry, because you can't admit that like you have a medical problem, just own it. But women walk in with, I have vaginal dryness, I have pain, whatever. But most of my female patients will say, I'm embarrassed because I'm not fulfilling my husband. My male patients come in and say, I can't fucking get an erection.
So how old, though, do you think?
70s and 80s. And the problem is there's not a good communicative response between both of my patients. The women feel guilty. They're not satisfying their partner. The men are unhappy. They can't have an orgasm. Do you see the difference? The men aren't saying, I can't please my wife. The women are saying, I can't please my husband. Mm-hmm. So there's a discorrelation. And then on top of that, then the men are like, well, give me the medicine that gets my dick hard. And I'm like, well, I can. Here's all the risks, benefits, and side effects. And then I prescribe it. But often you have to say, can you look at your partner and see what she needs too?
Yeah, I was going
to
say, would
like,
you...
why would you want to have awesome sex if it hurts the love of your life?
Of course. And I was going to say, as a doctor, if it, that is that something you would... do you would say, well, you would say, hey, before this happens, I want to let you know this thing's going to be in good shape. Medicine's going to work. Make sure you use a little lubrication.
Yeah.
Make sure you talk to your person. Because if a woman can't say it, maybe you could step in and give that advice.
Well, that's what upsets me. And if it was the opposite gender, I would feel equally upset that like it's such a sensitive issue people are embarrassed to ask about. It doesn't matter who it is. If one person is uncomfortable, you have to make sure that their needs are met too, and they don't feel embarrassed to tell you their needs. So yeah, I absolutely have conversations with men. I mean, I do women's health, so I don't see a lot of men, but when I do, yeah, you thank have God. To say, listen, I'm going to help you, but...
Let me ask you this question. So the question is, like, I'm almost 70, right? Still works. So you're saying it will still work. These are like other things we should make sure we're being aware of. And maybe you're even saying that's not the question he should necessarily be focused on, right? Like, is there a time that you wake up and is this like a sex drive thing? I don't want to, or is this like, I can't get it to, this is a real, it's a real thing that got me thinking when I saw this question. Cause I was like, it's so interesting that sex and having sex seems like such a big part of life that one day you wake up and it wouldn't be part of life, you know, that it wouldn't be something you get to do or look forward to. And it really got me thinking. And I was going to ask you, I feel like it must have to, obviously people are so different. And by the time you're 70 or 80, the choices you have made in your life are really, we're really starting to see what kind of choices you made. Do you smoke and drink every day? Are you out of shape? Do you have, you know, high blood pressure? Do you have whatever? I would guess the better you are at taking care of yourself, this number's higher. Like if I've been, maybe that's a dumb, obvious thing to say,
no,
but I would say
it's not dumb. I do believe it's obvious. If you think about all of the reasons that people have impotence or difficulty even achieving an erection in the first place, let alone sustaining it and then having an orgasm, age is part of it. I mean, unfortunately, as we get older, it's not as easy to happen, and that sucks.
Right.
But yeah, if you have diabetes, high blood sugar, high blood pressure, if you're morbidly obese, if you have hypertension, chronic comorbidities absolutely exacerbate the problem. So yes, there's a benefit to having a healthy lifestyle. So Pablo Picasso was 68 when he had his last kid.
What?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So I guess you just need to be a painter.
Pablo Picasso had a kid at 68 years old? Is that a world record?
I don't know. Look it up. I don't know the world record. But what I always reference that
wow.
when people ask me, like, am I old, too old to have sex? No, absolutely. Enjoy the pleasure. Enjoy it.
And I think they're saying, I don't know if I can. Or I don't know if I can. I'm sure they want to enjoy it. But isn't it more like they're going, do I wake up one day, it doesn't work?
Well, the reason I reference that is not only could he could and would and should.
Picasso?
But he ejaculated if he had a kid at 68.
He did.
He didn't just have sex.
Yeah.
Which makes me feel very awkward that I'm talking about a renowned painter.
Hey. Old, I would think. Can I now keep in mind I'm not a doctor.
Phallus.
I would say old guy sperm, not nearly as, like, as far as like what the kid's going to be like health-wise, is going to be not nearly as important as the age of the woman.
Well, Correct. Unfortunately, women with eggs, I told you this in a previous podcast, which I think is really interesting. Women are born with the amount of eggs that they will have for their entire life, whereas men regenerate sperm. Your bodies keep creating sperm. Women don't keep creating eggs. So like you have them for your whole life. So
it's like Bitcoin. There's only so many.
Really?
I don't know if that's how it works. I see what you're saying.
Okay. You just compared my ova to a Bitcoin.
Only in the sense that they're finite. I think they only make so many Bitcoin.
Oh, so you're saying that they're more like rare and beautiful and highly regarded.
Exactly.
Not that they tanked the economy and probably will be phased out soon.
I think Bitcoin's back up. I don't know. So the answer is, it really, really depends.
Women's eggs definitely do not last as long as men's sperm. As far as for your age specifically, it is much more dangerous for a woman to conceive after age 35, and then after 40 are our cutoffs, and then continuing. Man, not so much.
Yeah.
But that's part of it. It just increases the chance of like teratogenicity, genetic abnormalities, obstetric complications, essentially.
Gotcha. And so, okay, I kind of changed our subject there and said like having kids. But I guess the point being, try to be healthy and...
get it up?
Yeah, to just have sex, go for it. Yeah.
Yeah, just make sure that your partner is satisfied too.
Yeah, and to make the likelihood that you can still get it up as you get older, try to be healthy and do the stuff, right? Exercise.
I'd be sad if you couldn't have sex with me when you were 70. That's in like a couple of years.
That's way too young. That's way too young. Hey, do you ever, I don't know if girls have this discussion, but you love that. You love that one.
Let's be honest. If we're going to go there, it's not that I love that you're older. It's me giving shit that you love younger women.
I don't love younger women.
Really?
I've dated a few younger women and it was all, they're all mistakes. You know, late 20s.
And how old were you?
40s.
Gross.
I know. What was
the biggest age gap you ever had?
15?
Ew! You fucking perv.
Everyone was legal.
Give me like her digits just so I can be like, I'm sorry on his behalf.
It was a mistake almost across the board, honestly.
Why did you like younger women?
I didn't. It was just, I didn't like them.
What do you
them.
Mean you didn't?
I didn't like younger women. It was just what happened.
Every single time?
It was who I happened to meet.
Every single time.
But it was a...
You've met older women too. Let's talk about your average age demographic for your Gutfeld show.
True, but that is kind of a newer phenomena for me.
Oh, okay. So
yeah. So if it had been now, I could have been like, yeah, I only dated 70-year-olds before you, which I love my 70-year-olds. Do not get me wrong. Love my fans. 60s, 70s, and 80s. That's my people. You saw them.
I like your fans.
They're
I'm
the
not
best.
Talk shit. No, I'm
no,
talk
they're
shit
the
about
greatest
the women. I'm not going to talk shit about your
I told you
fans.
A lady messaged me.
I think they're awesome.
Isn't this
to be
funny?
Quite honest.
This lady messaged me and she goes, if I was 50 years younger. I thought that was so funny because usually people go like, oh, if I was 20 years younger. She said 50. I go, how old are you? Might be triple digits. I thought it was very sweet.
I think that your fans are perfect. You know why I like your fans? I like them because they are emotionally mature enough to like appreciate you for your art without like trying to, well, hold on. I was going to say without trying to grab your dick, but you just had that happen. Who grabbed your dick? Is it the older ones or the younger ones?
That was like I would say you could call it like a cougar or something. I would say like a 50s.
Okay.
60s.
I think your fans are wonderful. I think they're polite and respectful.
They're the best.
Minus the cougar.
Do you know?
The dick grabbing cougar.
I was at a show not
fuck you, dick grabbing cougar. He's my boyfriend.
That's right. But ass grabbing seems like more of an old woman thing.
It does. You know
older
why?
Woman
because
thing.
I think a lot of grandmas will be like, pinch your cheek.
That's right.
Or they'll like smack you on the butt almost like, you silly boy. And
I think you're right.
I don't feel like it's sexual. I still don't like it because for you and me, it feels sexual.
Yeah.
But I wonder if for 70 and 80 year olds, it's almost like a, oh, go take your vitamins.
I think it's more silly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I'm not justifying it. That's your personal space.
But absolutely. I was in Minneapolis.
Do they have whips too and handcuffs? And
who, my fans?
Well, I mean that.
No, this is just
the whole thing.
It's just a pinch on the cheek in public, the back cheek. I had this
though. That one bugs me.
It's happened more than once, and it was absolutely before.
What do they do? Are they? Well, I don't upset.
This lady goes.
You can't control that.
It's always when they're really drunk and they're with a bunch of people and they're like riled up. And if it's a bunch of women together, it's always crazy because I feel like when
the bachelorette party bullshit.
Yeah, because I think if guys are there,
see,
same with a bunch of guys. There's a drunk guys too, but I think you have the checks and balances of having your partner there. You don't get so crazy. But this woman went up and she goes, they're taking a picture with me, and she grabs my, like, touches my stomach, and I'm like, I don't love that, but whatever. And then she goes, and just grabbed my
Yeah, penis. I'm telling you, that's the problem.
And if that happens, I'm always like, at least buy a t-shirt. Don't just come in here and do that without picking up some merch. What do I get out of it?
Okay.
I love my family. But this guy, I was at this club. I don't want to say where I just said, but I want to take it out. But I was at this club, and the bartender, really offended me about my fans.
I
was sitting at the bar, and he was like, God, I've never seen, so there's no young people here. There's no whatever. And I let him talk and talk and talk. And I said, and he goes, does he do like older people jokes? And I was sitting at the corner of the bar and I was getting so angry. And I let him talk and talk and talk. And then the manager came over and said, why don't you ask him? He's right here. And this young dude turned around and I said, let me tell you about my fans. And I said, they are established. They're my age. They're not older people. They're my age and older. And I go, they are established. They are mature. They're going to drink and tip you really well because they're in the age group.
And
they have jobs.
Be sloppy
they're
asshole
not get
drunks.
Kicked out or be sloppy asshole yes. drunks. And I really, really like felt like I gave a speech to this man, and he could have given a fuck.
That was what blew my mind. Said. When you called me and you were like, this guy was talking shit, and I was right there at the bar and I was waiting. And then I turned around and I was like, it's me, motherfucker. He wasn't like, oh shit. He was like, yeah.
He did not care.
Your fucking fans can suck a dick.
He did not care.
Well, I guess that's why he's 20 years old and hasn't learned yet.
We have to go, but next up, I have a great question about one of your specialties.
Oh,
birth control. I don't mean with us personally. I mean professionally. You're very good at birth control.
You looked at me kind of like, yes.
And we got a great question about birth control and some other stuff. And that, thank goodness, people.
Ooh, I'm excited about this one. I talk about this all the time.
Coming up on the next episode of Afraid to Ask. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but you know that I have a tattoo on my ass that says, how's my fucking? Because I like the accountability. I go, let's keep me on my A game.
Why is it on your ass?
So if people can see, but I see what you're saying.
See your ass when you're fucking.
I'd like to redo it. I was imagining someone's watching me have sex with you.
Who's fucking
you
from behind is what I want to know.
Okay.
Well, these are logistics.
That backfired. It should be on my But
should
you could
be on your ass.
I was picturing it was a third party because
it
you
could be on my ass. Why would a tattoo be on your ass?
Because people walking by, like, I was pretending I was like a porn star. People were like, "Oh, I'm gonna call up this guy."
But they wouldn't see it. Unless you were naked. And who sees your ass if you're naked?
You know what? I'm not going to really do it now.
I'm just...
Because you've made a lot of great points.
Now I'm thinking about two boners.